Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Diabianco, executive director of netchoice.org, an organization that's representing you and me, even if you don't know it, and doing it well. Steve is a tireless, indefatigable individual working all around the world on behalf of us. Believe it or not, this is keeping the internet clean and safe and unobstructed is a global job. And Steve, I don't know if you knew that 16 years ago when you founded NetChoice. I'm not sure. Did you know that it was going to become such a global assignment?
You know, Jim, it's incredible. The internet's so important right now that governments around the world have woken up and said, boy, if the internet's that important, I think we ought to run it. We ought to manage it.
Exactly.
So the governments are
And what you just said just scares the heck out of me. So, okay, Steve, I'm going to change the subject a little bit, folks. There's something called, the hipster antitrust, what's the right word for it?
Yeah, hipster antitrust.
Okay, is that the rest of it? So, folks, what this is, there's a movement afoot. They call it the hipster antitrust movement, which is to sort of neutralize the largest of large tech companies and to look into, and I'm really hitting the high parts here. Steve's going to bore down into more of the details to rein them in a little bit, because it does seem that when they have the capital available to them that they do, Amazon's a good example. Google's a good example. And Microsoft is a good example, et cetera. When they have the capability that they have, their digital leverage puts them a quantum leap, not just one more level ahead of a small company like they would have had 30, 40, 50 years ago, but a quantum leap level because of digital leverage. And it makes a potential monopoly or an almost monopoly or a duopoly, it makes those more, it gives them a greater advantage than they would have had before. And some people are looking into this in terms of taking them apart. All right, Steve, there's the setup. What do you think? How'd I do?
Hey, Jim, the word hipster, the word hipster antitrust is not a compliment. It's a pejorative.
I know.
A casual insult by Senator Hatch on the Senate floor last summer, because he took a look at what Senators Elizabeth Warren, Al Franken, and Bernie Sanders were ranting about in the Senate by suggesting the companies that are big need to be broken up. Companies like Facebook should be prevented from doing any more acquisitions of small businesses and investing. This notion of antitrust has nothing to do with the actual antitrust law in the United States. Our antitrust law is about protecting consumers from monopolies.
But for the last couple of decades, Steve, you and I both know, because that's how we met. You and I almost met discussing the USB Microsoft case, which, as you pointed out so many times on my show, had nothing to do with harming consumers.
And what they lost on was consumer implications of their market dominance. Remember, in America, it is not illegal to have a monopoly. What is illegal is to use monopoly power in a way that harms consumers.
Right.
And in the Microsoft case, after all the dust had settled over a decade of noise, there were only two counts where Microsoft was seen to be using its power to harm consumers. And that was what they lost
on. What truly happened to Microsoft? Do you see a world, a dimension of a time when a smaller competitors, and I mean small business, because you know me, I'm always that's where my head is all the time. Do you see a world where maybe the harm that could be done to consumers, that small businesses could be basically a de facto consumers in these cases?
It's possible.
You see my point.
This a second. But I think you need to see a different aspect of this. Is that consumer harm is the standard, and trying to invent new standards because you just sort of feel like Google's too big, or you just sort of feel like Amazon's too powerful. Mm-hmm. That may be how you get started, Jim. But to make a case move forward in the American legal system, you can actually show consumer harm. And oops. Not so good on consumer
but
harm.
What if there are levers now that we never had before? And Amazon's a perfect example of this to me because they've been allowed to not make a profit for so long to reinvest their money for so long. Wall Street has given them a big break because they are a so-called tech company. But the truth is they're not a tech company. They're merchants. They're merchants on a tech platform. They just acquired Whole Foods. And so my point is, they, because of their size, because of their leverage, they have become pretty gargantuan, and it's going to get worse.
And size matters, but only if it shows consumer harm. So remember this, Jim, since you brought up Amazon, over half of Amazon's sales in the United States are not by Amazon.
Yeah.
They're by third-party sellers, people like you who sell your books on there.
But that's another topic.
Wait.
Go ahead. Quickly.
I agree. But you cannot deny that over half of Amazon sales actually help small businesses to reach customers and make sales they would not otherwise make.
Well, Amazon's got some exposure with that right now, Steve, because in the selling of all that for small businesses, they are abusing those people, and I'm one of them.
Great. So we'll take other examples like Etsy.
That's another. We'll have to talk about that another day. But their hands, helping small businesses sell their stuff, their hands are not clean on that. And I'm not trying to muddy the water. That's a real event happening right now. In fact, it's happening to me. Tintail, right back with Steve DeLeon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.